All right, let's take a look at local news here on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC Newsroom. I'm J.D. Geedy reporting. And in local news this morning, the latest information on the copper incident, the vegetation fire that started yesterday afternoon just after 1 o'clock. Containment at 50% now, just under 50 acres. We have not received an update as to when they expect full containment, but we did have an opportunity to talk to Cal Fire just a short time ago, and they said they would have an update later today. We will have that for you as soon as it is available. Now, Highway 16 has been under one-way traffic control, from Ione Road to Longgate Road on Highway 16. Again, that fire was reported yesterday just after 1 in the afternoon. 48 acres, 50% containment. Structure threat has been mitigated. Evacuation orders have been lifted. Well, Governor Gavin Newsom signed several bills yesterday designed to help prevent and assist those impacted by wildfires. One bill authored by Motherlode Assemblyman Frank Bigelow, AB 2386, requires California Office of Emergency Services to review at least 10 local emergency plans each year to ensure they're in line with state and FEMA requirements. And another, AB 2212, will develop state guidance for identifying volunteer and donation management services during a time of crisis and emergency. And AB 2730 permits counties to partner with neighboring jurisdictions to borrow emergency management and transportation services for evacuations. AB 2421 requires an expedited permitting process for placing emergency generators and macro cell towers. And SB 872 broadens the definition of additional expenses a homeowner's insurance must provide for a loss during a state of emergency. It also gives more time to recover the replacement value of the property. And AB 3012 allows homeowners to recover the same amount of damages if they choose to rebuild at a new location and not at the original damaged site. California currently in the midst of a record-breaking fire season as over 3.8 million acres have burned. Well, with upper 90s and triple-digit heat forecast today through the region, the state's grid operator calling for afternoon and evening energy conservation is one way to make sure the supply of power stays ahead of demand. The California Independent System Operator, CAISO, has called for a flex alert from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. This with high temps in the forecast, the grid operator predicting an increase in electricity demand, primarily from air condition use. Reduced capacity along with fire activity and heat has led to a potential energy shortage. PG&E asking customers to cut their power use, help keep the lights and the air conditioning on for everyone. For example, if the outside air is cool in the night or early morning, open windows and doors, use fans to cool your home. Close your shades. Sunlight passing through windows heats your home and makes air conditioning work harder. And clear the area around your AC. Your air conditioning unit will operate best if it has plenty of room to breathe. And set your thermostat 78 or higher. Every degree you lower the temp means your conditioner must work even harder to cool your home. Forecasters say temps will begin a cool down tomorrow. And Inverter County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan has announced annual secured property tax bills for the 2020-2021 fiscal year have been mailed. Ryan says there are over 23,400 secured tax bills with tax charges totaling approximately $60.3 million. Now, if you own a property in the county and do not receive your tax bill by October 15th, contact the tax collector's office at 223-6364 to request a copy. Now, Ryan does remind us, state law provides that failure to receive a tax bill does not relieve the taxpayer of the responsibility to make timely payments, nor does it prevent the imposition of penalties on late payments. Also, your property tax information is available online. To view the info or print a copy, visit amadorgov.org/tax. Click on View Property Tax Bill. Again, for additional info, contact the tax collector's office at 223-6364. And everyone, welcome to join Amador Arts Virtual Open Mic this evening. song, dance, poetry, acting, oratory, and more, even visual art, fun to share at Amateur Arts Open Mic. Megan O'Keefe will host this online opportunity for you to shine and share with the community. Motherlode performers all over the world are invited. Welcome to join. Each performance slot will be 5 minutes. Visit Amateur Arts website for more info on how to register. You can also call O'Keefe at 418-8769. And mark your calendars. Amateur Arts Open Mic, November 5th, December 3rd, January 7th, February, and March 4th. Help ensure that Amador County continues to receive state grant funding. Just click the donate button at amadorarts.org. And that's your local news on a Gold Country Thursday from the KVGC Newsroom. I'm J.D. Geedy reporting.